with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb of silence. Fool said, I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you. But my words, I
well, I guess I better interrupt this rough piece of music. Oh, man, what a day this has been. Jeff Bennett here on another installment of The Edge on this Wednesday. Before I get started in what for many of you is going to be an unusual direction, but it's one that I wish to take at least once a week. I did... A health program some weeks ago and was actually somewhat shocked at the response I got to it. And it's not that I am untrained. Now, don't let me misrepresent. That doesn't mean I went to medical school and got a doctor's certificate hanging on the wall so I could overcharge for services. I've shared with you that my so-called expertise or my training or my involvement with the health issue is other than myself. Spending 21 months on dust-off helicopters in Vietnam picking up wounded people, other people with health maladies that had to get rushed into hospitals or whatever the case may happen to be. And my first flight at about 11 o'clock at night. And this goes back to early June of 1969, was to pick up a pregnant mountain yard woman in the mountains and who was having a very difficult birth and get her down to our medical facilities, to our hospital in Quy Nhon. I actually assisted in helping to give birth to this child at about 4,000 feet in the air in darkness. That was kind of interesting. The next direct involvement I had with acting like a health practitioner is when we picked up a wounded enemy combatant who'd been shot in the leg, was bleeding quite profusely. But obviously somebody somewhere had captured this guy and felt that there was a need to save him, that maybe we could get information out of him, you know, the usual garbage. And he's sitting there bleeding, pumping blood out of his leg, and the medic looks at me and says, "Bennett, I know this ain't going to be comfortable. You just stick your finger down inside that hole and see if you can stop the blood from flowing." And no, I wasn't on wacky weed or any other, you know, drugs, etc. I just did it. And no, not the most comfortable feeling coming down the pipe. That's also the patient that we taught to fly that night. He never made it to the hospital. He wound up making out like a bird and took a flight out of the helicopter because he wouldn't stop reaching for the medic's handgun. And we just finally said, this ain't going to work. This cat's going to fly. And he did. I guess my second involvement in the healthcare field would have been some 30-odd years later, nearly, when I was introduced to a dentist. Yeah, a dentist who had quite a reputation in the medical field, involved with the cancer industry. We're going to share a bit of his story tonight so that you understand how he got drawn into it and how he became so famous and infamous. He was a guest on my program in the early part of 1998 or 99. I've forgotten at this point. And at that time, I broadcast in the evening. I got off at 8 o'clock at night, my time, in Phoenix, which would have been 10 o'clock Eastern time. My phones began to ring and ring and ring and ring. 8 hours later, after the doctor got off my program, I stopped taking calls. I stopped returning calls. It's not that I didn't eventually get back to these people. It's just that what I had to offer was sold out. 500 copies of a book in 8 hours. The doctor had offered me 1,000 copies at no cost. I said, "Oh, come on, I'll take 500 because there's no way. Books don't sell on the radio. The listeners, blah, 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 blah." Well, I had people ordering not just 1 and 2 copies, but 5 and 10. One person ordered 30 copies of the book. And that was the beginning of the relationship, which ended until he passed away some 7 years later or thereabouts. But my involvement with his family, with his estate, with his work has never stopped. There's certain aspects of my training from this doctor that I no longer participate in. Without him, I will not extend all that I had been taught. I will not act as a guru or a witch doctor or anything else. What I'm about to share with you was originally published on our website, drkelly.info, in late December. As a matter of fact, the last day of December of 2018. And I need to continue to make some updates to the post because the basis of what I'm about to share with you was written some years ago by a renowned practitioner who's now retired in the cancer field, updated some years later in November of 2016. Well, I am, at this point in life, the estate-approved editor and publisher of the writings of Dr. William Donald Kelly. Any of those of you who are listening tonight may have heard that original program back in 1999 and have followed my involvement with him and his work all these years. for many of you, it's going to be a new introduction. It'll be a different side of me than most of you are familiar with. Yeah, there's good, bad, and ugly in this, too. There's much darkness in the health field. Much of what we're seeing going on today with this plandemic, you know, this virus that's named after a cheap Mexican beer. As the editor and publisher of Kelly's work, I have taken the liberty of correcting several minor issues in that which I'm about to share with you. I've also gone back and added the names and contact information for several of those offering services or, in some cases, enzymes, which may mean nothing to many of you, but we're going to attempt to correct all that over the coming weeks. And some of this goes beyond which was originally offered by the author. There's been no attempt to alter the meanings or the intent of the author's original writing. There are links in our website, and there's one that we're going to talk about here within this post we're going to share with you tonight. And we hope that what this does is gives you some things to think about outside the bounds of that which we've all been taught over the years. Believe me, it gets amazingly frustrating. I cannot tell you the number of phone calls that I have taken today, most of which were in response to the offer that we made on this program last night for the British silver pieces. I've got some people that ordered 2 rolls. I've got several people that ordered 5 rolls. One is a listener and a brand new client, never spoken before. He is a CPA. He has some very good questions, not uncommon questions. At some point we're going to share that, the basis of that conversation with you, because some of the questions he raised are ones that many others have raised over the years, and others have not raised them. But that's been a very indicative part of my day. I went to bed very early last night because I've not been sleeping well. And I've got so much going on in my head, personal things, business things, website things, et cetera, et cetera. And I think I went to bed at about 7:30 last night. Well, lo and behold, guess what? I woke up at 1:30 last night. And, you know, and I couldn't go back to sleep, and I just kept working and working and working, and one thing leads to another, and I had to go pick a car up that was in the shop. I had to go to the bank. I had to go to the post office to ship a bunch of books, some of which we're going to talk about later in this program today. And I've been giving some consideration to replacing one of our cars because it's got 210,000 miles on it. The option is I could go ahead and put the money into it and just say screw it and keep it because I happen to like the vehicle. And I know it inside and out. But, you know, you get up to that kind of mileage, even though it's an older Nissan Pathfinder. Those cars are unbelievably desirable to the public because they don't die. 350,000, 400,000 miles, not uncommon for an old Nissan Pathfinder. And, you know, it's not full of tons of computer stuff. That's the cool thing. Let's begin our process of introducing you to a very interesting man. I'm going to share with you about the metabolic protocol developed by William Donald Kelly. His cancer protocol, which initially was developed because of training and things that he'd read and studied as a dentist, all began because he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Back in the 1960s, he was given weeks to just a few months to live. We'll get to that a little bit later. But his protocols, once he developed and began to work with cancer victims, we do not call them patients. Number one, most of them don't have any. And number two, technically, you can't call them a patient. only a licensed practicing doctor can call him that. Well, Kelly's protocol had a 93% cure rate on newly diagnosed cancer patients, including pancreatic and liver cancer. How could it be that successful? Now, I may be jumping the gun a little bit here, but it will begin to make sense to you as time goes by. Kelly developed a very specialized group of enzymes which strip the unique protein coating off of cancer cells so that the immune system could identify and kill those cancer cells. Oh, wait a minute. You mean they don't have to go to Big Pharma and buy some overpriced candy bar that doesn't work? Yeah, that's pretty much the basis of it. Kelly often spoke of the pancreas as being one of the main organs in defense of cancer. But why would he say that? I mean, the pancreas works with the liver to regulate insulin, which is a hormone, and it produces many enzymes, over 30 of them. And some of them dissolve protein, such as those on the outside of cancer cells. Well, Kelly learned that perspective from the famous embryologist John Beard, a Scottish embryologist who worked at the University of Edinburgh at the turn of the last century. And he first proposed in 1906 that pancreatic proteolytic enzymes, in addition to their well-known digestive function, represented the body's main defense against cancer. Kelly, John Beard before him, believed to defeat cancer that you don't create some new method of defense that does not mimic the human body. You create a method of defense that acts like the human body. And the body uses pancreatic proteolytic enzymes in the natural fight against cancer. But don't tell that to your cancer physician, his so-called specialist, because all they do is cut, paste, and burn. Okay? That's what they really do. They surgically remove rather than get to the heart of the matter. I mean, it's, you know, surgery, radiation, all that kind of stuff. That doesn't get to the root of the problem. What makes enzymes function well in the body are trace minerals and hormone balance. So Kelly provided support for both in his program. Always said you have to bring the body back to, and I hate this word because I never can pronounce it, homeostasis. It does not entail large dosages of strange items being put into the body. But what does he mean by that? Well, we're going to try to not enter man-made poisons into our body. Why would you use one poison to kill another poison? Look, high doses of vitamin C can disrupt your enzyme function. And that's why Kelly did not use high doses of vitamin C. He did believe the body needed plant enzyme function, so he endorsed and recommended high-dose juicing of specific vegetable combinations. And he worked to rebuild the glandular function of the body with glandular supplements until such time that the body could begin to provide its own glandular support. What we're trying to do is restore the body in a natural form back to what the good Lord saw fit to create to begin with. Well, Kelly saw a close correlation between diabetes and cancer, treated both in a very similar fashion. Now, this is interesting because the gentleman I spoke with this morning, the new client, we were on the phone for a relatively lengthy period of time for a lot of reasons. I kept getting interrupted with calls and I normally would not interrupt a call with a client to take another call, but I was waiting for someone to show up at the door to repair something that they'd screwed up in my vehicle last week, and I finally got it. Well, first I got a robocall, then I did get the call from the guy. But this gentleman has diabetic issues. Well, it's interesting to go back and study Kelly's work, because anyone who came to Kelly with cancer often had diabetes. And yet, both were cured with his program. Kelly believed that you had to detox your body very aggressively. He believed you could not aggressively kill cancer cells in a body already full of toxins, or you just contributed to the state of more of the same. And so part of his program was a very aggressive detox program done in sequence, very carefully. But he said you needed to wait 6 months before doing a gallbladder flush, or you could put a patient into a healing crisis that they could never handle. But I emphasize a warning to you. The Kelly program is not just taking enzymes, but it is a complete program that evaluates all aspects of a person with a metastatic disease like cancer. Should be combined with a major cancer treatment, maybe the Selleck-Budwig protocol. It's a good one. There are some vendors of the enzymes. We provide in one of our postings on the website, various websites. We recommend picking one. Remember, vendors cannot make medical claims. But I also invite our readers and our listeners, if they need additional advice or counsel, to feel free to contact Kettle Marine Publications, which is in essence me. Because I will give you references, I will give you additional referrals. But understand, when I published this article originally, it included references to a man who I know is completely unqualified in his field. And so beware. One has got to watch for that. People in the alternative field will very often use the names of other people to try to build themselves up. Oh, I know Dr. So-and-so, or I know this, I know that. I'm going to share with you, I'm not going to get in depth with it because I want to get on the subject matter a little bit more. One of the vendors that I continue to deal with is Dr. Kelly's son, John. College Health Stores, primary source of the Kelly enzymes. And as the son of Dr. Kelly and the consultant, fully aware of which ones to use, how to incorporate the correct enzymes which fit your individual situation without risk. Now, we have a problem, however. The company that John located in Tempe, Arizona, many years ago, John and I were getting ready to make a trip to the Cancer Control Foundation, which takes place in North Hollywood, California every fall. And I spoke at one of the functions. Actually, it was a sub-function that took place a couple days beforehand. And after we came back, no, it was before we left, I think, John and I had an appointment to meet with this bottler. We were looking for a new bottler. We were reaching a point we could not trust certain people. They were beginning to take some shortcuts that were unacceptable, obviously trying to line their own pockets. So John and I, you know, went to Tempe to meet, keep the appointment. And we walked in, this nice man who obviously was from Great Britain. And he had spoken with John, establishing the appointment, but something just didn't click with the guy until John and I sat down with him. Now, I was just kind of the go-along because I had the car getting John over the appointment. And it just took but a few moments for this man to realize who John Kelly was and who he was there to represent. Dr. Kelly was still alive at this point. And the man was absolutely shocked. First of all, he had met Kelly many, many, many years before in a at a function in New York. And after the function was over and there was kind of a get-together with professionals and interested parties and various people over at this woman's house, and her name escapes me, I apologize. They all went up to her apartment in New York. And this guy walks in. Here's Kelly, this man who's fairly tall at that point in time in his life, kind of sitting over at a table all by himself. Nobody's talking to him. Nobody's bothering him. He's just kind of sitting there. And they eventually struck up a conversation. Well, this is the man who John Kelly was looking to hire to handle the bottling of all Kelly's enzymes. And it was a marvelous situation. Well, the man got older. I think he retired. He's probably deceased by now. And his son took the thing over and began to play games with John. And, we can't bottle like that. We've got to do, we've got to do so many more to make it work our economic time, etc. So it's become difficult for John to find someone who will properly bottle to the Kelly specifications exactly what's needed. We have the cancer combating enzymes available, but those that are needed for other purposes within the program don't seem to be immediately available. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that as time allows in the program today, because I am going to issue a massive warning about an individual who still will not back off, even though he's been instructed to stop using the Kelly name, stop offering anything that has Kelly's name on it, including his books, etc. There's another individual besides John Kelly, a lady named Pamela McDougall. She spent the last years of Kelly's life working with him side by side, as pretty much I did. She became the premier trainer for professionals who wish to learn the complete Kelly program. She also has been advising cancer victims since the late 1990s. She was also a consultant and contributor to the fully restored 2015 version of Kelly's seminal treatise on cancer, which is now entitled Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. McDougall is available by phone. She'll generally talk with people for a short period of time at no charge. If you choose to do anything with her from that point, maybe you're a medical professional. You want to be trained in the Kelly methodology of working with cancer victims. Maybe you're in need of some personal assistance. Well, obviously, people don't do things for nothing. Her phone number is published on our website. You'll need to leave a message, but she will call you back. There's another vendor that was recommended along with the basis of this column, which I'm sharing with you. The individual's name was Wade Lightheart. He represents MVP, which is Maximum Viral Power. He's written a book on enzymes, also sells enzymes. But even to this day, I am not familiar with Mr. Lightheart or his organization, although he does come highly recommended. His organization does sell and provide enzymes, but as of this time, I still don't know what is being prescribed, are official or not. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Curtis Kuhn, and we'll tell you about his story.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs from the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in American towns. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mama, pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? How did we ever go so wrong? Did we get too high? Did we sleep too long? Why did we raise the price of gasoline? I remember the morning the towers fell. I fell back asleep and dreamed of hell. I guess I thought it all was part of my dream. What happened? Does anybody know? What happened? Where did America go? Everything Walmart all the time. No more mom and pop, five and dime. What happened? Where did America go? Where did America go? Where'd it go, boys? Tell me. Hey, Hag. I'm afraid she's gone.
Well, we are back. Thank you for that extended break. I needed it. I had to go down the hall to the library. I needed to go outside and grab a little something cold to drink. You'll notice that I am relatively calm today. I'm not tightened up. When I get into talking about this particular subject and health-related issues, and specifically the cancer realm, I tend to get that way. Partially because I know what the end result can be, and it's been proven time and time and time again. Let's go back to one of our references, Curtis Kuhn. Now, I had a woman who ordered a book, I believe it was through the program recently, and I came across an email today that I'm so apologetic about because I told her I would send her Dr. Kuhn's contact information. Dr. Kuhn has an organization called the Metabolic Institute, and you'll understand the reference to metabolic here very soon. He came to Kelly many years ago as a victim in search of guidance in his own battles for victory, in his case, over cancer. Long before I met Kelly. I met Kelly some 20-odd years ago, and Dr. Kuhn came to him long before that. Kuhn was taught how to care for his own ailments, subsequently was trained to carry on the work of Kelly, and is still doing that work today, both as a guidance counselor for the afflicted, but also as a teacher for those who seek to do the same. I have contact information for him through both his website and phone numbers, but I don't give it to you now because what many of you will do is just pick up the phone and make a call and say, hey, I heard about you. Can you help me? Blah, 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 blah. Now, we're gonna wait on that. Now, I issue you a warning because Kelly used to talk about this, that there are crooks, liars, and thieves out there. And many of them will use his name, Kelly's name, or other people who have been successful in any particular field to line their own pockets. And many of them have little understanding of what the hell they're talking about. There is a man who is acquaintance of Kelly's, who has become quite abusive of the misuse of the Kelly name. And although we understand that Kelly's original dealings with the gentleman had to do with having printed a version of Kelly's original book, One Answer to Cancer, back in the late 1990s. Well, Kelly moved on afterward, but one Dale Maxwell has continued to profit by passing himself off as something that he is not, a fully trained practitioner of the Kelly protocols. In early September of last year, Maxwell was caught selling a product which he called an enzyme, which he had manufactured and misrepresented as an official Kelly product, even used his name on it. The Kelly estate has subsequently ceased all relations with Maxwell and instructed him to cease and desist, which, as of two nights ago, I note, he has still not done so. He also has a website referred to as the Road to Health Incorporated. Be very, very wary. I think that I found out recently that he's actually a car salesman or a real estate salesman or something like that. And this is just kind of a side thing with him, right? Now, let's talk a little bit about something called metabolic therapy. So that you understand, our body is a complicated metabolic complex of actions that cannot be ignored when choosing a program for healing of any type. Kelly found that a person's metabolic type, and when it applied, cancer type, affected how he would treat them. In other words, should the body be kept acidic or if they should be made more alkaline? Well, I think many of us know the proper answer to that, but yes and no. So Kelly developed the core of a program called metabolic typing, combined with the use of very powerful enzymes with proprietary ingredients. He supplied elements that boosted the immune system, added ingredients that supported proper digestion, healing of the gut, juicing to support the immune and body function. And he managed the glandular and hormone system while detoxing of the key organs and the body in general. Now, Kelly knew, based on John Beard's work, that enzymes used for cancer must mimic the enzymes that the body was originally designed to use to defeat cancer. And that's not plant-based enzymes, my friends. Be careful who you're listening to over at The Truth About Cancer. Many of them have, once again, taken the teachings of Kelly that they now represent as their own. More falsehoods. By the way, the late Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, some years ago, republished John Beard's book called The Enzyme Treatment of Cancer and its Scientific Basis. It's available on Amazon. It's also available through the Gonzalez Foundation. I am working very closely with Nick's widow, and that was an absolute shock and a surprise, and she is a marvelous, marvelous woman. So we're going to, you know, we may take on some of Nick's books and make them available through our site as well. We'll see. Understand, there are no stronger enzymes, and I'm not getting into a sales pitch for enzymes here, so bear with me. There are no stronger enzymes than those made with the same proprietary formula as made by Kelly. Oh, there's a lot of enzymes made to mimic or just take advantage of the word enzyme therapy, but most are too weak to be effective. Or they're enzymes from cows that are the same type of enzymes. The lay public, the average guy on the street, can be easily fooled if they don't know how to measure or obtain the assay of the enzymes that they're buying. It's best to trust those designed by and made by the Kelly family and those who legitimately can handle them. There is one exception to that rule because she fully understands, and that would be Pamela McDougall. But you can't call Pamela McDougall and say, hey, Jeff Bennett told me to call because I need some enzymes for the cancer program. She won't just automatically sell you something. She doesn't know who you are. She doesn't have a relationship with you. You're going to have to work to develop that. Now, understand, our body is saturated with pancreatic proteolytic enzymes that work to dissolve cancer cells. Some of you may not care because you don't have cancer or don't think you have cancer, or, you know, what the hell could you possibly know? But understand this, enzymes cannot come from a cow or a sheep or a goat. They must come from an animal that can break down protein like that covering the cancer cell. And the cheaper food grade or the low assay enzymes that come from cows, they're cheap. They're inexpensive. They help to break down a salad, but they're not good for cancer. You see, if you use them, the price of the enzyme appears to be low, but you have to use 100 times the number of the capsules to have any effect on the body. Still doesn't affect cancer cells. They cannot be enteric coated, or they do not work at the correct time. Neither Dr. Gonzalez nor Kelly before him used enteric coated enzymes. Why? Because they found that the enteric coating was not only unnecessary, but it negatively affected their use and the timing of use in the human body. Pancreatic proteolytic enzymes made properly do not get damaged by stomach acid. And that is a false assumption, which has been disproven by research, where the same Kelly enzymes were boiled in stomach acid with no effect, none whatsoever. And there was no program, not to this day, no program but the Kelly program was based on the high dosages of Kelly proteolytic enzymes developed and still manufactured to his formula. You see, Kelly believed that the Kelly original enzymes added to any protocol would make any program more effective if the use of them was supported like Kelly did with other enzyme support. Immune support, hormone management. One has to remember, Kelly taught us that estrogen hormones promote cancer, and it's elevated in most cancer patients. Because you see, my friends, to defeat cancer. Notice there's nowhere in this program tonight that I've mentioned the word cure. To defeat cancer is a tricky and complicated process. It helps a great deal to get advice from those familiar with the program and who have used the program. Well, Nick Gonzalez learned of the success of the program by reviewing thousands of Kelly's patient records. If Kelly were the quack that everyone says he is, why would he have kept 33,000 patient records? And so Nick Gonzalez worked and studied with Kelly for 5 years and ultimately returned to New York and created his own program designed like Kelly's. And up until his death, used the Kelly program to guide his patients to cure their own cancer, including stage 4 cancers of all kinds, including pancreatic and liver. And Gonzalez wrote about his review of Kelly's work and thousands of Kelly's patients in his book entitled One Man Alone. Some of those words from Nick Gonzalez, who I dearly miss, he gave us full gratis to use some of his words when I redevelop Kelly's ultimate book, which is now called Victory Over Cancer Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. Years ago, it was called One Answer to Cancer. In the early 2000s, they retitled it and called it Cancer, Curing the Incurable. Oh, can't do that. FDA said, can't use that title. You cannot talk about curing cancer. This much we know. If these programs can help people heal from these so-called incurable cancers, you can imagine what it would do for any other form of cancer. Well, we could get into a discussion about detoxification, which I'm not going to do today. But what I'm sharing with you is an article that I published on the website in, and I came back in and did an update. I originally published it on September 27th of 2018, and it's titled Kelly Metabolic Protocol. And I strongly urge you to read it. As a matter of fact, there's a whole segment in the Kelly website called, I got to go back and find it now. Bear with me here. It's not on this page. That's right. I got to go click back and see if I can find it. No, I ain't going to find it here. I'll share it with you before we get out of here. I think it's called Dr. Kelly Is In. And you will learn much by reading it. Now, we could spend a lot of time talking about metabolic therapy, but we're going to run out of time. So I want to take a few minutes and discuss something else. But I want to share this with you. Metabolic therapy is similar to laetrile therapy, except that the focus is not on the laetrile molecule, but rather on the 30 enzymes secreted by the pancreas. Trypsin, chymotrypsin, They're among the 30 enzymes excreted by the pancreas, but not the only ones, and not necessarily in low dosages. Let's do a little bit of a commercial interruption here. I want you to consider this. There may be some of you out there listening today who are cancer victims. Maybe you've had surgery. Maybe you've had chemotherapy. Maybe you've had, whatever. Maybe you're going through some third-rate quackery. Surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation. If you spend any amount of time at all on Kelly's website, Dr. Kelly, KELLEY.info, and there are whole sections, warning, radiation, danger, chemotherapy. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of reading the columns that are embedded in those categories. They will kill you. The number of people that live long, healthy lives don't do it by going under chemotherapy and radiation or the surgery. It never fails. But there is another book that Kelly wrote that I don't recommend for those who are, shall we say, cancer victims. A portion of that book I give you for free on the website, absolutely no charge. The title of the book is The Self-Test for the Different Metabolic Types. This is important, unbelievably important, because unless you know your metabolic type, then you have no idea if you're eating the right food. And guess what? Just because you're a metabolic type today doesn't mean that you're that same type 6 months or a year from now, because your body is going to go through change. And it's going to theoretically improve. The Self-Test for the Different Metabolic Type. It's one of the two books of Dr. Kelly's that I am responsible for, that we make available. Let's assume that you at least are under the impression that you are a healthy human being, but you know something ain't right, and you want to improve your health. I cannot urge enough to acquire a copy of this book. Don't buy the book and figure, okay, you can share it with the wife and your kid too. You can't. One book per person. And if you say, I've got four family members and I want one book for each, you know what? You talk to me, I'll cut you a deal. This ain't about money with me. It's about your health. Hey, I want to keep you around long enough so that when you finally understand it, you'll maybe buy some gold and silver from us. But, and I tease you with that. So, if you go to drkelly.info, top of the page, there is a section called The Bookstore. Hold your mouse over it. Bring your mouse down to the second entry, Dr. Kelly's Self-Test for the Different Metabolic Type. It will take the average person 4 to 5 hours to complete the test. However, you can take the test 4 different times. I strongly urge each time you take the test, you do it in colored pencil. You could do a crayon, but you'll never keep it sharp enough. But that's the test. The balance of the book I give you for free. Now, it's included in the book, but if you were to go to the website tonight, drkellys.info, there's a segment called Metabolic Typing. That is the complete written transcript. You can download it, you can copy it, you can print it, you can begin to understand the basis of all of this. Take advantage. Get yourself this book and begin to understand what your own health needs are. We'll talk about this another time. So, depending on how my day goes tomorrow, I may be back live with you tomorrow to pick up where we left off. Thanks for your time this evening. Have a very good and blessed evening. I'll see you when the good Lord sees fit for us to get together again.
Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with the grunts and legitimate excuses.
the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have it too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak out. Wounded skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. To what she can. And charity, charity is the coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not yours. I may have too much, but I'll take my chance and say, I sang it 20 years and a day, there's nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to war, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.